Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Christ. All praises to the Father. And the glory of his name in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Come and See Ministry Bible Study Class. And tonight, now we're dealing with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Feast of Unleavened Bread. What is the Feast of Unleavened Bread? Well, to most of us that say follow Christ, you know, find a lot of reasons not to follow Christ. You want to say legalist? That word, man. Oh, that's the satanic hook. Legalism. Yeah, everything is legal with you except for God, right? Everything is legal. Contracts is legal. Your house is legal. Your car, everything you get in this world is a to the letter, except for when it comes to the word. Then all of a sudden you can run amok, right? The word of God, and it's not consistent, and that's complete immaturity, especially if you're a business person. So we don't even want to have that conversation when it comes to those things that belong to him, right? Because you're a business person, because he taught you those things, not to run away from them. Let's get started. Brothers and sisters, if we can ask you to stand face Jerusalem and if you can, uncover your heads and sisters. If you can also stand and face Jerusalem and uncover your head as we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their family. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see is to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and ask to see and is to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name, we pray for your mercies and do it forever. Amen. Well, we want to say, Lord, and say thank you again for another episode. and other signs of living waters. Luna, thank you for giving us a mind to even be here for that purpose. Look, we are approaching the seasons of the Feast of Unleavened, which kick off the Lord's Feast. So those of us that don't know what these things are, well, here's an, we're not going to try to give you this on the fly. What we're trying to do is give you an idea of what it is that you are trying to get into. And then, pre-adventure, when that time or that season comes, then you'll be ready to participate because you got a real sense of what it is that you're doing. And that's the whole idea. You know, no, this is not the Feast of Unleavened Bread. No, we're not teaching that today is the Feast of Unleavened Bread because you know how people is, man. They'll run with anything and say, just to justify lies, man. People are liars. All because they can lie. And they know this thing can take a misunderstanding and turn it into a lie. Now, they won't say they're lying. They're not going to say, oh, it's a lie. I just seen that. So they'll make it sound like that and know they're lying because they're creating a situation that don't exist. Well, once again, everybody that's listening, we are not saying today is the Feast of Unleavened Bread because we acknowledge that the Abib is just last Friday, just last Saturday, right? So how is it that we're talking about the Passover today? So, you know, we're talking about those things because we are in the season of those things. We're not saying that we are performing these things today. We're saying we're bringing people in the remembrance of these things. Thank you. So all those satanic spirits that want to lie, well, there go your disclaimer. Now, you can't lie. Now, with that being said, thought he had me sitting up there listening. Oh, man, dang, I can't go snitch. Wow, to whom you report my matters to. Anyway, let's get started. Let's start this in Leviticus, right? Let's start this in Leviticus. Now, this isn't where it actually started at. Leviticus is the law. This is Leviticus is a book to the priests. So when God is talking here in the book of Leviticus, he's talking in the know. He's not giving them instructions. He's telling them, you already know what I'm talking about. Here is the intricates. All right. So now this is this conversation. So we're going to read this here and, we're going to start this in Leviticus chapter 23 and 1. It says this, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord, which he shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. So these are those things. What do you mean holy convocations? Well, they're going to be gatherings, and they don't. Holy convocations don't necessarily mean you have to be in a church or a temple or a mosque or anything like that. If you're a holy people, then wherever you go, you represent God. And once you pop that book or once you open up in prayer, there go your holy convocation. So, you know, it's a holy gathering. When two or more are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst. So it doesn't, that's not a hook for you have to wait to be in a building to have a holy convocation. This is not what this is saying. What he's saying is that when this season come around, you make sure you have a holy convocation. And this is that thing. So 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations which you shall proclaim in their season. So you can't just say the Sabbath day is every day because that's against the law. And that would be calling the Most High God of Israel a liar. And we're not trying to have that conversation either, right? And then it says this. It says, in the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. So we covered that yesterday about the Passover and the cause and effect. Reason why? Because the God of Israel brought us up out of Egypt with a mighty hand. He destroyed Egypt by executing judgment on their gods. People, the world is ruling us through devils. You know, in order for us to be delivered, the God of Israel had to break the strongholds of the devils. You know, when Moses stood before before Pharaoh, and he had his serpent, I mean, he had turned his staff into a serpent, the Egyptians, magicians, was able to do the same, so they was high up the food chain. They were way high up the food chain, so they were able to do the exact same thing. So when the God of Israel was bringing us out of Egypt, he was executing judgment on the gods of Egypt, which are the devils of Egypt. There is no God but the God of Israel. But he executes judgment on their devils. You see, this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. It says 23 and 5. And the 15th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. That's with that, right? Okay, so 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall do no servile work. You shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. And on the seventh day you shall, in the seventh day is an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. So the question is, when is the first day of unleavened bread? And when do we start eating unleavened bread? And when do we get the unleavened bread out of our houses? You see? And so we got here, we got two conversations here in Leviticus, right? You got the 14th day and the 15th day. So let's go into the New Testament first. And then we're going to go to the law and see if the apostles is out of line with the law. Okay, so let's go into that. Because one thing we want to be sure about is that Jesus and the apostles is on point with the law. Okay, so let's go. I know that's almost impossible to even conceive, but we have to do this because some of us are saying that Jesus and the apostles are not on point with the law, and there is misinterpretation in the scriptures in our presence. So we're going to look at these things. This is Matthew chapter 26 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. So we see here, they go Leviticus chapter 23 and 4, verse 2, right? Okay, so he said after 2 days is the feast of the Passover. We read that. So now let's skip down. In verse 26 and 17, now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the disciples came to Jesus, saying, wherewith thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? Now, I've been told that this is a misprint. I found that the law is consistent with the scripture, and before this precept is over with, this is why we read these things now, so that we'll see that the law is consistent. So it says this. It says with what the disciples are saying. Now look at Matthew, what he said. He wrote this. Now the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying. Matthew's wrote this. Not anybody we know is old enough to be sitting on with Jesus to say, okay, well, no, that's a misprint. You know, no, Matthew's wrote this. If he wrote it, then it's a lock. You can't alter this. Nothing in this book can be altered. Nothing. So if you say it's a misprint that can't be altered by the law. We're not talking about a word or a dot here or there. We're talking about a whole law in itself. Okay? This ain't as easy as is what we're trying to say, like, oh, well, this says girl in this book, and this says female in that book. No, we're talking about a whole law being misinterpreted in the scripture. Let's wrap our heads around that. So it said, now the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Matthew's one of them, wherewith thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover. The first day of unleavened bread is the Passover, according to 26-17. Okay? Feast, right? It's a feast. So you want to, just like we feast on the 15th day, we're supposed to feast on the Passover that day. People say, well, nah, that ain't how you do it now. Well, we're going to see. We're going to read this. And this is what Jesus said. Now watch what he said about the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Let's see if he corrects Matthew and the disciples. Say, no, no, the first day is tomorrow. Or did the Holy Ghost come down and check Matthew before he wrote this? And he said, go into the city to such a man. Oh, he went along with it. He didn't correct nobody here. So this scripture here is etched in stone for those who believe, right? Those who don't believe this scripture here in Matthew chapter 26 and 17. And that's between you and God. It don't have anything to do with what I believe because I believe this is the truth. I'm not going to say this is a misprint because every word of God, man should live by every word of God, and this is in it. So it says, now the first day of unleavened bread is, now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came saying, what would thou that we prepared for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go to such a man and say unto him, the master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus appointed them and made ready the Passover. Now, when evening was come, and he sat down with the 12, and he did eat bread and wine. Is that what we're talking about, right? Is that bread and wine here in 21? Nope. Feast day. So, you know, just like we'd be excited and looking at all the food, and they were doing the same thing. And just like we can't wait to get to all the food, they are doing the same thing. You think everybody is laughing and joking and planning. I mean, everybody is really rejoicing and having a good, not joking and playing, but everybody is rejoicing and having a good time. Yes, because they are drinking wine. The heart is merry right about now. The Passover is a celebration day. But the Lord said, I'm going to pour some salt on that feast, man, because you poured salt on my son. So that particular feast, he quieted down. But for the most part, we're really supposed to have a to-do. So it says this, and the disciples did as Jesus appointed them and made ready the Passover. Now, evening was come, as we read in Leviticus chapter 23 and 4. This is it right here. He sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, verily I say that one of you shall betray me. So he said, one of you shall betray me. One, right? And he said, and they shall be, and they were exceedingly sorrowful. And began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, who is it? Is it I? Lord, is it I? Because, you know, you want to know that. If the truth of God is in you, the last one you want to be is somebody that's accused of, you know, betraying the Holy One of Israel. You don't want that conversation, right? And it goes on. Like I said, he pulled salt on this feast, man. Everybody was rejoicing and all that. All of a sudden, things got deep. And he answered and said, he that dippeth with me in the dish, the same as he that shall betray me. And so we see that that was Judas, but all of them had did it. But I guess at this particular time, Judas was, he was giving Judas that notion. And he called the spirit on him. And that was it. And Judas jetted. Boom, and do what he had to do. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Yep. Or anyone that's under the blood, for that matter, because he said it'd be better for you than go around your, through a rock around your neck and cast yourself into a sea. So that conversation of betrayal of the blood and the brotherhood goes all the way back to Cain and Abel, and he ain't having that conversation. Not in the kingdom. Anyway, it says this. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread. What? Wait a minute. They were already eating, because we just read that at verse 24, right? No. 21. And they did eat, and he said, "Verily I say unto you, one of you shall betray me." Now, here it is. And they did eat. And as they were eating, he took bread. Okay, there you go. Now, take bread right now for what we do before everybody eat. We'll take the bread and wine first, right? And then we'll eat, you know, to make sure that we understand that this is the whole premise, but it's still a feast day. So it says this, and blessed it and break it again to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin." So this is that thing. How is it, right? How is it that we right now don't know what it is that we're supposed to be doing on the Passover? We're supposed to have a feast. It's a feast day. He said, it's not just bread and wine. He implemented this because he was saying he was the sacrifice. It don't stop being a feast. You don't sacrifice the lamb anymore, but it don't stop being a feast. If I want to cook a whole cow for the Passover, I can go down. I can get down with that. If I want to cook a lamb or a goat, I can get down with that. That is not a sacrifice. That is part of the feast, just like it is for tomorrow. But the thing is, I'm not going to cook a whole cow because I'm not going to throw the rest of it away. So I'll probably fix a little lamb and fix some fish and, you know, and then save, you know, whatever for tomorrow to prepare. You know, instead of trying to eat and prepare everything today, right? Amen. So it says this. And he said, and he took and gave. And as they were eating, he took bread and blessed it and break it. One more thing. What's wrong with a feast? Why is it sin to have a feast on the Passover? And where is it that it says you can't have a feast on the Passover? That's the next question. Somebody say, "Oh, you can't do it." Then the next question is, show me where the Bible say you can't do it. Right, exactly. No, you can. It's a feast. It's a real to-do. It is a big-time feast for the kingdom. We're going to look at that. It says this, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Now, that's the 14th day of the creation, which just so happened to be the ninth day of the creation. And, right, which just so happened to be the Passover. When the Father kingdom come down to Jerusalem, yep, that's the Passover. You've been passed over. You can now go into the Father's kingdom. Your sins have been forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Are we getting this? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Mark. Mark 14? Yeah, Mark 14. Let's read that. Mark 14 and 1. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and the end of unleavened bread. What? That's a conjunction. After 2 days was the feast of unleavened bread and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes saw how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. So they say that the Passover isn't a feast day. But when I look at this, Jesus is there. He there for the feast day. He said, "Let all your males appear before me." Well, he was there for the Passover, not for the 15th day. So how can that be the first day and he broke his law? That's impossible. Impossible. Anyway, I'm going to skip down to verse 12, and it says this. Now, the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, once again, this whole scripture is misinterpreting the law of Leviticus chapter 23. This isn't a small thing. This isn't a word like girl or boy or yet or no. This is a whole scripture that can misinterpret the law. And so what we need to do is see if the law is consistent with these scriptures. So this is why we're reading this first. Now, the first day of unleavened bread, when they kill the Passover, remember now, this is the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Guess what? It's a conjunction with the Passover. His disciples said unto him, thou, that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover. And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go into the city, you know, and when you hear that he sent forth the disciples, I'm like, he sent all 12 of them, you know. Now, he just sent two, right? And the rest of them, you know, they went and hooked up everything. And there you shall meet a man in a pitcher of water and follow him. And whatsoever he shall go in, shall ye say ye to the good man of the house, the master say, where is the guest chambers? Well, I shall eat the Passover with my disciples. And he shall show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. Right? And his disciples went forth and came to the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And evening was come, and the evening was come with the 12. Now forgive me. Verse 17. In the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. Now this is Mark telling the story. Now, that was Mark that said the first day of unleavened bread. Now, that's Matthew's and Mark that wrote these two books. I know their name is in the book of life, so I ain't finna sit up and say these cats is out of order for that. And said, begin to be soft and say unto him, one by one. See, they went to him and asked. He said, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is the one of the 12 that dipped his hand with me in the dish. All of them did. So he didn't, you know, he didn't put them on Front Street. The Son of Man is indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man, woe to whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it. And gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. So they were eating already. It's a feast day, once again. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and said, drink ye all of it. They all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will no more drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. So there it is, right here. The Passover is a kingdom shot, and unleavened represent no sin, so there would be no leavening, period, in the Father's kingdom at all. So it's no such thing as having a leavening on the Passover. None whatsoever. None. Not according to this. None. Because the Father's kingdom will have no such thing. No leavening. None whatsoever. Right. Luke chapter 22 and verse 1. And now Luke is writing the same account, right? Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. So let me get this straight. Luke, Mark, and Matthew's got this wrong. And they eating with Jesus. They wrote the book and they got it wrong. Or the ones that King James hired to interpret the book, they got it wrong. But we got it right. Reading out the same book, and we're going to say this is wrong. That's not reasonable. Why would I hire a bunch of dudes that I'm going to pay top dollar to interpret the greatest book of all time? And they're going to all three blow the same mission in the same spot. Right? Just saying. It's just something to think about. Now, the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. Then came the day of unleavened bread when they killed when the Passover must be killed. Once again, there it is. So you have Passover and the unleavened bread as being synonymous. And then listen at this. He said, this 20:27, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he said to Peter and John, said, they were the two that he sent, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said on there, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enter in. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished there, make ready. And they went, found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. So they ate the Passover. So this, you know, it's a feast, man. You know, and if you like this, you know, disciples and whatnot, you aren't married and you get, you know, you're about the brotherhood, then the brothers come together and they eat together. But if you got a family, you're married, you're the head of your house, you got your staff in your hand, then you take the Passover as you commanded. Hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. But I say unto you, I will not hence, nor I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. And he said, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and break it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, friend said, see, right there after the supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed. But behold, the hand of him betrayeth is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth as it is determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And we don't have no problem being this person in the kingdom right here, 2022. That's an eight. Okay. And they began to inquire among themselves and of them read this again, 22:23, and they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Okay, now, let's move back to the law. So we just had in three places that the Passover is synonymous with the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right? Well, let's go in the New Testament. Let's see if we can find another spot. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 5, right? And let's pick it up in 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven in a whole lump. So a little sin can ruin everything, right? And that's what happens. And God can't lie, right? Purge out there the old leaven, right, which is leavens. That ye may be a new lump as ye are unleavened, for Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Why are we talking about the Passover and unleavened bread in the same conversation in verse 7? Huh? So we got Paul can testify. Let me see. That's Matthew, Luke, Mark, and Paul. now are all testifying that the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is synonymous. Well, let's continue. Let's see if Paul deviates off of this and go into the 15th day with this. Okay, let's see. Purge out therefore the old leavening, that ye may be a new lump. As ye are old, unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice of wickedness and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. There it is. How about that? Unleavened bread, let us not keep the feast with old leaven, neither with the leavening of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity. What feast was he talking about? The Passover. Why? Because you can't take the Passover with leavened bread. Let's look at that. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy 16 and 1. Observe the month of Abib, as we have done. That's why we're in a season right now. We're going into the next weekend, next Friday, next Saturday, Friday night is the Passover. Okay? That's the 14th day of the month. The 15th day of the month, you're going to have a full moon. That's going to be the 15th day of unleavened bread. But the question is the Passover the first day of unleavened bread, or is the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread? Well, I just got through reading Mark, Luke, Matthews, and Paul all testify that the Passover and the unleavened bread is synonymous and that they all represent the first day. Well, let's go into Moses. Let's see if Moses is in agreement with the apostles, right? Observe the month of Abib. Keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. But in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God. That's Jesus, right? We did. Of the flock, of the herd, us, flock, herd. Because you got some of us are sheep, some of us are bulls, of course. In the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. Even 7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread therewith. That's a conjunction. 7 days. Amen. So, guess what? I got booted out back in here. Ha! Now, actually, the call just dropped. The call dropped. So, here it is. So, what was I at? Oh, yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 3. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me see something. Slow.
Shalom, brother. You was in Deuteronomy 16:3.
You got your book?
Yeah, I'm right here. If you need me or whatever.
Yeah, because I keep getting lost in my scriptures, man. So, yeah, could you read that for me? I got to stay focused on this plan.
I understand, sir. All right. So, it reads in Deuteronomy 16:3, it says, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day that when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life.
stop. So this is the thing. He said, thank you. And everybody, this is Brother Keith. I've been knowing this cat for a decade and plus, right?
Yes, sir.
This is what he's talking about. He said, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days should I eat unleavened bread therewith. So that's a conjunction. So you don't eat any leavening with the Passover. That's why Paul admonished us in 1 Corinthians, get that leavened bread out. You can't eat the leavening with it. That leavening represents malice and wickedness. You can't do nothing with that. So you can't have leavening with the Passover. And you can't have it in your house. Listen to what else he says. Go read on. Read verse 4.
Verse 4, it says, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night until the morning.
Okay, so thank you. So it says here, it says, there shall no leavened bread be seen within all that coast. So we're still having the same conversation. No, nowhere here in Deuteronomy 16 you see anything about the 15-day commandment. Nothing. Nowhere. This is why we know that we're talking about the Passover. Watch this. And he said, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificed the first day at even remain all night until the morning. So what sacrifice can't remain until the morning? Hold your finger here.
Burn off.
Burn off. Chapter 12.
Burn off. I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
No.
Let's say burn.
Exodus. You're going to read where it says, Keith. Hold your peace. You're going to get there. Exodus 12. Exodus 12 and verse 6.
Exodus 12 and 6. It says, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Continue.
And they shall take up the blood and shall strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it.
Continue. We're gonna
and they shall eat the
11.
Flesh. Verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it. With your loins girded, your shoes on your staff.
No, bro, I meant we was going to read down to the 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I apologize. Verse 7. And they shall take up the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
Continue.
It says, yes, sir. Verse 9, it says, eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertness thereof. Ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire.
That's what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 16, that he said you're gonna sacrifice the first day at evening, nothing shall remain of it in the morning. That sacrifice, right? Look what
he said.
Verse 11.
Verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
So it's the Lord's Passover. So this is what can remain until the morning. That's why I asked the question there. What feast that can't remain until the morning? And everybody agrees. It's the Passover, right?
Yes.
Right here in Deuteronomy chapter 14 and 6, he called it the first day. Let's go read that. Let's go back to that Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 4. Deuteronomy 16 and 4, and read that again.
Okay. Deuteronomy 16 and 4. It says, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days. Neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night until the morning.
Continue.
Verse 5. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
See, he was talking about the Passover that he called the first day at even. So Moses is in agreement with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Paul. Or we should say Paul, Luke, Mark, and Matthew are in agreement with Moses.
Agreed, sir.
And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days. Neither shall anything of the flesh which thou sacrifice the first day at evening shall remain until the morning. There it is. Thou shalt not sacrifice the Passover. There it is. He just told you what sacrifice he was talking about in verse 4. Okay, let's read all the way down to verse 8.
Okay, verse 5. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. Continue.
Yes, sir. You're going to read all the way down to 8.
Okay. Verse 7. It said, and thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go into thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not do the work therein.
There it is. So he just, all this is all about the Passover. Nothing about the 15th day we had ran into. Nothing pertaining to the 15th day whatsoever. All this whole thing is about the Passover. Now let's skip down to verse 16.
All right. Verse
Deuteronomy 16 and 16.
All right. Yes, sir. Deuteronomy 16 and 16. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Amen. So Listen at this. Pay really close attention. 7 days shall thou, it says, three times a year shall all thy male appear before the Lord thy God. Then he going to tell you how they supposed to appear, which feast. He said, three times a year shall all thy males shall appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose in the feast of unleavened bread. Well, if the feast of unleavened bread is the first day, then Jesus broke this law because he was supposed to be there. But if the Passover is the first day, then Jesus kept this law in verse 16. You see that?
So amen.
It's too many fingers pointing toward the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread being one of the same. Right? I need you to skip up a little further because I missed a verse. I missed a verse that I did want to point out. I want you to read 7 and 8 again.
All right. Deuteronomy 16 and 7.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Deuteronomy 16 and 7. And thou shalt roast it and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go into thy tents.
See? It says 6 days shall I eat unleavened bread. Why? Because you had unleavened bread on the Passover with the first night. So he just gives the mouth for you again. Again, he did the mouth. And then he said, and on the seventh day, look, people, have a solemn assembly, like he said in Leviticus chapter 23. Let's go to Exodus 12 and pick it up at verse 1, and we're going to read all the way down to 18. If I pull the brakes on it, then we'll pause for the reason, but we're reading all the way down to verse 18. When you receive it, read.
Okay. Exodus 12 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man, according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or for the goats. Continue.
Turn. Read it down to the 18.
Oh. All right. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Now, get this, man. Now, most people, most people will contend with you about when is the first day of unleavened bread and things like that, not really researching out the whole thing, but because of what we've been told. But the law here says you better eat that Passover with your staff in your hand, where your staff at. Before you can approach me about what day it is, where your staff at. You can't even have a conversation with me about none of this if you don't even have a staff to even participate.
Amen. Amen.
That's a law. That in mind, that is a law. That's part of this law. That ain't just in there. That's there. Read on.
Verse 12, he says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord."
Continue. You're reading down to 18.
Oh. Verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days.
Wait.
Shall ye eat?
Whoa. This a feast? How come we talk about a
yes.
feast? Ain't no cracking and wine, man. I don't care what nobody says. A feast can't be crackers and wine. And he said, forever. That's why Jesus said, I will drink no more of this vine until my Father's kingdom, which is forever. That's why we are talking about day 9, which is eternity. You know, all these things are synonymous.
Yes.
All these things work together. Because you don't understand it, or the Lord didn't reveal it to you, or you don't see it, doesn't mean it's not there.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Verse 16. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, says that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. I'm sorry, excuse me. And verse 13, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this self same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even.
Here you go. So right here he says, you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the same day I brought you your army. I thought he said that about the Passover. Right?
Okay. No.
Then he said this, he said, In the first month of the 14th day of the month at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. Now God did the math again. Wait a minute. 14 take away 21 is 7. 7 plus 14 is 21. 21 plus 7 is 21 plus 14 plus 7 is 21. And 7 take away 21 is 14, and you can't get around it. That 14th day right here, according to verse 18, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, like you said, is on the 14th day. You can't eat unleavened bread until the 21st day at evening. That's the law. And it starts on the 14th day at evening. That's the law. So therefore, you can't have any leavening in your house. Neither can you eat any leavening with the Passover after you've taken part in it. Why? That's like us saying, after I put the blood on, I can go out here and commit all manner of wickedness. Right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, that's not the law. We can't. We are unleavened bread, like Paul said. Read on.
Okay. Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 20th day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eat that which is leaven, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
It don't matter verse who 20. You are. That's good. Yeah, read that 20.
You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall you, in all your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread.
If you at work,
then Moses
eat unleavened bread.
I'm sorry.
If you at work, you eat unleavened bread. If you at home, you eating unleavened bread. If you outside and you got to find yourself and you buying some food, you better be unleavened bread. And all everywhere you eating, you better be eating unleavened. You better not eat no leavening. Talking about,
I live in a submarine underwater. I still be eating unleavened bread.
If you're in a submarine or you're in the middle of the ocean, yes, sir, you better be eating unleavened bread.
Amen, brother.
Let's look at this a little further. Now let's go into Numbers chapter 33. Numbers 33 and 1.
Because
remember now,
Numbers,
you said it's a holy convocation, and if it's a holy convocation, you can't do no work, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, let's see what's the holy convocation. Numbers 33 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Numbers 33 and 1. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys, according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all of Egyptians.
Stop. So they left on the 15th day. We were delivered on the Passover because it wasn't no more fighting Pharaoh. Pharaoh saw Moses. He came and got Moses. He said, hey, man, y'all get out of here. That's enough. Technically, when Pharaoh gave the decree that we were free, that was on the Passover. But we wasn't gone until the 15th day. So here, you see here, he said in verse 3, he said, and they departed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the month, on the morrow after the Passover. So let me ask this question. If you said do no work, why are they moving on the 15th day if that's the holy convocation? The hardest thing for any man to do is move his house. Nobody want to move.
Nobody want to move nothing. You don't even want to help people move, let alone. Mm. So it's work. So he would not hear, he would not have us here in three talking about you keeping a holy convocation. You just got through working. No, he had us keep the holy convocation on the 14th day with Moses because nobody wasn't doing nothing because, one, we was in the house eating. Two, that angel was running through the streets killing people. And three, it was super holy because everybody was praying that that angel would not make a mistake on them, seeing that they was the firstborn and they was under the blood. Mm. It was a lot of fear going on that night if you was the firstborn or if you was a mother or a father and you had blood on your doorpost. You was like, it just better work. This is that thing. So they went, they left on the morrow after the Passover. So the holy convocation was with Moses on the Passover. So I'm looking at the law, and I'm saying, okay, well, this is still consistent with the New Testament. On the 14th day, you're going to eat unleavened bread until the last night. And then he said in Deuteronomy 14, he said on the first day, don't let nothing remain until the morning. Okay, that's still consistent. And then he said on the 15th day, they moved. Okay, that's consistent. So all of this makes sense to me. All of this is consistent. What's not consistent is that we're going to just say that the New Testament is bogus for writing that. That's not consistent. Because you have nothing to say that's consistent. Nowhere in the Bible you can read anywhere that the Feast of Unleavened Bread or the 15th day is referred to as the first day. Nowhere in the law. Nowhere. Nowhere. But here we read in, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 places that it actually said it, that the Passover, out of the mouth of Moses and the apostles, that the Passover is the first day of unleavened bread. But when it comes to the 15th day, you got to fix it against those witnesses. You got to fix it so that it can stand against these witnesses. The apostles and Moses, you really trying to have that conversation?
No, no.
So, let's look at this a little further. Let's see how, you know, we viewed the Passover. Okay, let's look at this a little further. Let's go to the Kings, right? Let's go to the Kings. Let's go into 1 Kings chapter. Nope. Sorry. Let's go to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. And let's pick it up at 10. Joshua 5 and 10.
Give me a second. Joshua.
Chapter 5 and verse 10.
All right.
In fact, pick it up at verse 7. 5 and 7. When you receive it, read.
Moment, sir. Okay. Joshua 5 and verse 7. Joshua 5 and 7. And their children, whom raised up their, no wait, excuse me, and their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. Verse 8. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp, so they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal until this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho.
See that?
Yes.
They ate the Passover on the 14th day of evening after they were circumcised. Read on.
Verse 11. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. Verse 12. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten up the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Stop.
And it came.
So no more manna. That's it. Manna is the unleavened bread from heaven. That's what they were eating, unleavened bread. They wanted some leavening, right? But no, Jesus is the unleavened bread from heaven. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Kings. Second Kings. 2 Kings chapter 23 and 21.
Okay. 2 Kings 23 and 21?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely, there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden to the Lord in Jerusalem.
Yeah, it is. So he said it wasn't a Passover holden from the days of the judges to the kings of Israel. But he did it big. Go to Second Chronicles chapter 30 and 1. Second Chronicles 30 and 1. So now we're starting to keep the Passover again. 30 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Second
Chronicles 30 and 1.
Yes, sir. Second Chronicles 30 and 1. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel.
He ain't said nothing about no 15th day. He said Passover. You don't hear them talking about the kings ain't talking about the 15th day because the holy convocation is the Passover. So the kings that kept the law kept the Passover.
Amen.
Go to 2 Chronicles 35 and 1. This is Hezekiah, right? This is to Judea, right? Before you go there, go skip down to verse 18 and 30. Skip down to 18 and 30.
All right. 2 Chronicles
30 and 18.
All right. 30 and 18. Okay. It says, for the multitude of the people, every man of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar, Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon everyone that prepared his heart to seek God, the Lord of God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah. Okay, I'm sorry. Verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, saying with loud instruments unto the Lord.
See that? So they kicked it off with the Passover for 7 days, and the priest was with it. The priest didn't bust out the book on heads and said, wait a minute. No. We're supposed to keep the 15th day tomorrow. No. After the order of Moses or the law, they did it. They had this feast, and they did it big. Now go to 2 Chronicles 35 and 1. That was Hezekiah. Now go to 2 Chronicles 35 and 1 and read.
Second Chronicles 35:1. Moreover, Josiah kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Verse 2. And he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. And said unto Levites,
skip down to 6. So they got the priest ready. So they killed the Passover. Skip down to 6.
Verse 6. So kill the Passover and sanctify yourselves and prepare your brethren that they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Continue.
Yes, sir.
All right. Verse 7. And Josiah gave to the people of the flock, lambs and kids, all for the Passover offerings for all that were present to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bullocks. These were of the king's sustenance.
What? He gave all that to the people?
Yep.
For the Passover? So the Passover was a big-time feast. You don't sacrifice 30,000 animals. You are eating. You feeding the whole kingdom of people here. This is a feast. This is a feast day. You're supposed to. Now, the Lord our God is going to look at this and then say, and you know what, Hezzy? You know what, Josiah? You're just going to eat crackers and wine when I come back. That ain't what he did, man. He wouldn't have did this to them. They just did it big as they possibly could. And he ain't going to come back and mock them. That's why he said, I am not come to destroy the law of the prophets. You know, it's a feast day. Have a feast. I'm not saying go out there and say, this is the lamb. We're going to gut him and we're going to cut his throat and we sacrifice him. He ain't doing that, man. He just like anything else on the plate. It's food. People don't even want to eat lamb because they don't want to look like they're sacrificing a lamb. Or, man, y'all, stop it. It's a feast. It's a feast day, just like the 15th day, just like the last night, just like the Pentecost. You see? So, that being said, we want to encourage. I want to read a little further down. Skip down to verse 3. No, keep reading. Just keep reading. Keep reading until we get all the way down to 13.
Okay. So, all right. Verse 6. So kill the Passover, sanctify yourselves, and prepare your brethren, that they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And Josiah gave to the people of the flock lambs and kids, all for the Passover offerings, for all that were present, to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bullocks. These were the king's sustenance. And his princes gave willingly unto the people, to the priests, and to the Levites, Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, rulers of the house of God, gave unto the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen.
Why they ain't giving away to the 15 days?
Hey.
You know they doing it big for the Passover?
Yes.
How come we don't hear this kind of conversation for the 15 day for the king? I'm just asking. I'm not being facetious. I'm asking a legitimate question.
If I may say, sir, because the Passover is pertaining to the commandments of God, and we can keep the 15th day, but the Passover is more important, and the 7 days from eating the burnt offering and the 7 days from eating the unleavened is important, because he said to take the unleavened, because it's his body. It represents how he's the firstborn and he's the first without blemish, and he's perfect in every way. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a feast of the kings.
Yes.
You notice that it was a king sitting there among the disciples. He said, notice he said, I'm not going to drink and eat no more. This is my Father's kingdom. You see that? You notice how the king's got to be down and in on this? Why is he talking about the 15th day? Why he making a big deal about the 15th day? Even Christ said, I ain't drinking no more of the vine to my Father's kingdom. Why the 15th day is bigger than that? Ain't the 15th day can't be bigger than the Passover, because ain't nothing bigger than the Father's kingdom. You gotta get me straight on that.
Right. Yes. I'm just asking a question. So when he mentions about three times a male up here, and I was wondering, like, when I was thinking, please let me know, sir, the three times, are they the Passover, the Pentecost, and Atonement?
Yes, sir. What
those
about
are three here?
No, it would be the Tabernacles, Pentecost and Tabernacles.
Okay.
But
okay.
Right here, thanks. this is strictly the Passover. So now what I'm getting at here is that the kings was all in on this, and what I'm pointing out is that it's all about the 14th day. The 15th day is an honorable mention when it comes to the kings. So we're going to leave this here, and we're going to thank everybody, man. Thank you for stepping up and reading, man, because I was really getting distracted with the reading going back and forth. I really appreciate you stepping up. So we want to thank everybody for their time, man. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, you got to read your Bibles, people. Don't just let somebody tell you something. And just because they got a big mouth, don't make it right. You know, because somebody can out-talk you and loud-talk you because the Lord tell you to be humble, and they not, doesn't mean that they right. It just means that they're just loud. So God bless you, and let every word of God be true in every man of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. God bless. Have a blessed day.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.